Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Just the other week, we got a chance to read Corey Richin's letter from the jail cell that really very much looked like an attempt at witness tampering with her mother and brother, saying exactly what she wanted them to say or telling them what she wanted them to say and who to look into and who to say this or that to, and also requesting some white strips at the end of the letter. That was kind of the kicker. After it was found and we all got a chance to look at it, she came back with the excuse of, it is simply a part of a book. It's a manuscript for a crime novel that she's writing about being arrested in a Mexican jail while trying to get drugs with her dead husband.
Lord.
This is someone who seems to have a slight problem with lying.
Yeah, you think. And another person who just doesn't seem to have all the brain cells firing up there. This was an incredibly stupid thing for her to do. And talk about a transparent agenda. Yeah, the lady likes to write books, but very poor excuse. And it just seems like another nail in the coffin for Corey.
I mean, what is going on with someone like this where they, I mean, obviously there's compulsive liars out there. Is that what we're looking at here? Or what would, from a distance, if you were to try and diagnose, and I know you really can't, but just from a distance, someone who lies to this level, I can't imagine her counsel said, hey, why don't you come out and say that it was a manuscript that you were writing and think that's a good idea, unless she has an absolutely horrible counsel. It's just one lie on top of another, and she seems to think everyone's going to believe them.
She really does. And this is the mark of somebody, you know, we can just speak very generally about these cluster B traits, you know, she's narcissistic. She really has confidence that she's going to pull things off that anybody who's reasonable would look and say, you're not going to get away with that. But she really tries. And she loves attention, you know, so the histrionic narcissistic personality stuff, it really seems pretty glaring with her. And it's, you know, just bizarre. But we do see politicians sometimes with that same kind of pattern where, I'm not saying that they murder people, but they come up with these lies that are just, you know, it can all be disproven, but they just keep repeating it over and over and over. So you do find people with these personality traits around, unfortunately.
Is it because for so long their BS was just accepted and was just basically enabled it over and over again? I'm imagining this almost with the husband for a long time before he was murdered. It was a lot of, okay, honey, sure, we'll do that. We'll do that, till it got to the point of him realizing she was stealing money from him. And also he wasn't cool with Bill or buying that $2 million house. And it seems like because of that, he's dead. Is it the fact that somebody finally put her foot down to her that then this all happened, but for so long it was always, yes, whatever you want. And then these people just start thinking, I can say anything and people will believe me.
Yep. Another manipulative person. And this starts in childhood. And they're, you know, you go back in their history as teenagers and you see that same pattern of manipulation and the self-serving agenda and the attention seeking. This has been their style in life and it works for them up to a certain point. And if she had not crossed the line into murder, it might have continued to work for her to some degree. But at this point, it's not working. And everybody's, you know, tuned into what the MO is here. And she just can't seem to drop it.
No, it seems that where there may have been a chance earlier on of her getting off on this, as quite often it is, the motions after the fact, the decisions that are made after the fact of the crime end up implicating her and incriminating her far more than just the crime itself.
Yes, 100%.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.